This is Full Throttle Racing with Kane on FM Talk 106.5, the most comprehensive racing report on the radio. From the dirt to the dragway, from karts to NASCAR, if it's racing, it's covered. Here's our host, racetrack announcer and race car driver Kane, with a Full Throttle Racing report.
Good morning, everybody, and happy race day. Another great racing weekend. I'm telling you, I'm excited to be here. It's Full Throttle Racing with Kane right here on FM Talk 106.5. And later today, you can get this all podcast as well at usfdracing.org. We'll tell you all about it. What a huge show today. Dustin Long with SI.com and Landmark Newspapers. He's doing the NASCAR thing this weekend. We're going to get all the details and talk, obviously, about Kyle Busch, M&Ms, and all that big mess, and what the latest is live from the track. Also, Snowball Derby. Hey, let me tell you, just a few weeks away, next weekend, actually, they're going to have the first test session and the only open test session, so that'll be awesome. And Tim Bryant, actually, up at the World Crown 300 this weekend up at Gresham Motorsports Park. He'll talk to us from up there. And, you know, big news for a local guy going to make good for himself. Chris Carter is now the Montgomery Motor Speedway new promoter. Big things up there. Have some national sponsorship coming in, it sounds like. We'll talk with Chris, and I'm excited about this guy who's just, you know, a huge fan of him already. A good, nice guy. You'll see him at all the local tracks. And now, NASCAR Sprint Cup, I love this, rookie out of Fairhope, Alabama, native. It's Grant Enfinger driving the 90. Let me see if I get this before I bring Grant in here. Driving the 93 Seneca Motorsports Hughes Concrete Polishing Chevy Impala. That's a lot to say, Grant. Have you been practicing?
I've been practicing a little bit, but it's a good thing. It's a good problem to have to learn some new roles like that. But yeah, getting really excited. So this time next week we'll be getting ready for qualifying down at Homestead. So we need some good things to happen. But I think we got the ball rolling the way it needs to go.
Oh, I would say so. And again, congratulations. It's been such a, you know, the past 2 months of your life have been a whirlwind, and everything that you've worked up for. You think about the ARCA Racing Series. You've made your point and done some great racing at the Camping World Truck Series level, and now you can call yourself a NASCAR Sprint Cup rookie. What does that mean for you? Because you started off from karts, running here with the group out at Sunny South Raceway, winning championships out there, and just taking it to the next level through Mobile Speedway. You finally did it, man, and now you've done it in big style. What does this mean for you, Grant Enfinger?
It's definitely a great opportunity. You know, it definitely makes me feel good about everything to have people talking to you and people wanting you to run their cars. So definitely good things and big things happening for me. So hopefully we can do what we need to do and impress the guys at Hughes Concrete Polishing that just stepped on board for us, and hopefully we'll talk them into more races next year. But first things first, we got to make the race at Homestead. So we definitely got our work cut out for us there. It's going to be a really tough task, but I'm looking forward to it.
So what's going on in the shop now? You can see on, GrantEnfinger.com, also SenecaMotorsports.com, and all over Facebook, we're starting to see some photos of the great-looking car, by the way. And I love the color scheme, the 93. I mean, everything seems to be looking, and it looks great to say Grant Enfinger above that door. I know you like that, too. But what's going on at the shop? What kind of preparation? Because are these brand-new cars? Where are you getting the motors from? Kind of give us some of the updates.
They're not brand new cars. Okay. They're cars from RCR. The one we're running this year at Homestead actually ran last year's race at Homestead for Harvick.
Wow.
It's decent stuff. You know, it's not the absolute best of the best, but it's decent stuff, and we're working our butts off on it. So hopefully we get everything dialed in and get it going in the right direction and make bigger and better things for next year.
How did Hughes Concrete Polishing and you guys get together on the team?
I was actually the marketing girl at the shop, Caitlin Longbreak, kind of brought them in, and they're out of Fort Wayne, Indiana, and they flew in a couple weeks ago and liked where everything was headed and liked me, liked Jason Miles, the general manager, and just decided to be part of it here for Homestead. And like I said, they're talking about doing some more, so hopefully we can impress them on this deal.
Well, and you're still trying for next year, going about 10 to 15 races for 2012. And again, what will you guys be doing in the off season? There's really not an off season for Cup anymore, because you guys are probably doing a lot of R&D on the vehicles and probably a lot of knocking on doors still.
Yeah, absolutely. There's going to be a lot of knocking on doors and hopefully a lot of testing. You know, that's one thing. This deal came about so quick. We haven't had a chance to put a car on the track yet. So our first laps in any of these cars will be at Homestead next Friday.
Wow.
So, you know, hopefully we'll be able to do some testing and do a lot of upgrade and R&D work and hopefully build a few more new cars so over the winter.
So have you had time to sit down in front of the Xbox and play the Homestead track? Is that how you test them?
Well, yeah, they have some simulators and stuff like that that I've been messing around with a little bit. So hopefully that'll ease the learning curve a little bit since we're not testing. But you know, there's a lot of things that go into this, Kane, People don't understand when we come in there last in points, it's going to be hard for us to get on the track for the first practice session, and I'm going to need all the laps I can get, and so is the crew chief Alan Wellman, and none of us have all even worked together before this whole deal started, so we got a lot of things that need to go our way just to get in the show next week.
Well, you mentioned Alan Wellman. Can you give us a little background on where he came from as well, or have you had that? I mean, there's so much that, you know, the drivers talk about how you guys have to gel and have to communicate, and with you guys being just kind of thrown into the mix, you're right. You guys are obviously going to, but you guys don't have that pattern, let's say, like, you know, Jimmy Johnson and Canales or whatever, but I think you guys are all professionals, so you'll be able to work it out through Homestead, obviously.
Yeah, absolutely. So, and I've been at the shop as much as I can be the past month or so, and you know, talking to Alan and everything, and talking about my driving style, what he's done in the past, and stuff like that. So, he's more old school. He's a chassis builder, is what he's done most all of his life, and done a lot of crew chiefing. And anyway, it's definitely gonna be a new deal for all of us to do it at this level and work together. So, like I said, we need some things to go our way, but I'm looking forward to the challenge and hoping for the best here.
Well, and you know, obviously, you've had a great year this year. Can you also explain a little bit about the differences? Obviously, you hear drivers talk, you know, from the trucks to the Nationwide, and then beyond that into the Cup cars. Now, you obviously from an ARCA ride up to the Sprint Cup level, huge differences in the cars. But what can you tell us as the average race fan? What is the differences? What can you see? Is it handling? Is it obviously more horsepower?
Yeah, there's a little more horsepower, really, for the everyday person. There's really not. I mean, the horsepower from an ARCA car to a Cup car is basically the same rules. So it's just a little technology there. That part of the deal isn't going to be a very very big change. The aero and what they do on the bump stops is definitely different. Mm-hmm. The cars aren't, the bodies aren't built as aerodynamically, obviously, is what you could make a sleek looking ARCA car. Yeah. So they don't have as much grip, and you're going faster, and they're definitely a handful compared to an ARCA car. But it's something I've done a fair amount of testing with. Mm-hmm. So it's not anything I'm just going to be.
Right.
This isn't going to be my first time in a Cup car.
Right.
It'll definitely be my first time in a Cup car at a mile and a half and with these guys though. So like I said, I'm definitely looking forward to everything and we're gonna need everybody's best wishes and stuff from down there to have a good showing next week.
Well, we're definitely going to be watching glued to the tube, and it's so exciting. I mean, we love watching you at Talladega, but man, to see you in a Cup car. I mean, everyone I've talked to just says there's such a buzz about you. I've not heard negative things. Everyone says, you know, such a good kid, great driver. And, you know, let's switch gears for just a second, even though this is huge, but you got something coming up, I don't know, the first weekend of December. Y'all going to come play in Pensacola too, aren't you?
Yeah. So the Monday after Homestead, all the priorities change. So the Snowball Derby is just around the corner, and really looking forward to that. We've had a great late model down there all year, and Josh Bragg's been at the shop. They've been tuning on it, and I think we're gonna end up testing there, but before the race sometime. But I'm definitely looking forward to it. So the couple of days after Homestead, I'm heading down there, and I'll stay down there and help the guys with the car and just stay down there through the Derby.
Well, Grant, one more time, how can we keep a track of you at the track? I imagine you're on Facebook, but and also what are some of the websites so we can also keep an eye on Seneca Motorsports and just the day-to-day operation and how the team's doing, because there's lots of people that really want to follow you.
Yeah, they'll update the deal on Facebook and then on Twitter, on my page, and then there's SenecaMotorsports.com and my website, GrantEnfinger.com. They'll be updating that deal throughout the race weekend. So, like I said, we're definitely going to need everybody's support down there and all to make a good showing next week.
Well, we appreciate it, Grant. We're going to be watching you, and you know, it would be awesome to see you take that first win. Would you be willing to take out Stewart to do it? No, that's probably not a good idea.
We need to make the race this time, so we'll worry about it. We'll worry about that this time next year.
I hear you. There you go. Grant, good luck. And, again, we're at Godspeed, and we're looking forward to watching that first race. And we wish you the best luck, and we look forward to seeing it at Snowball Derby.
All right, thank you, Kane.
Absolutely. Grant Enfinger, man, I tell you what, that is going to be a huge, huge race for him next weekend. And we're so, oh, hold on a second, let me reach over there. There we go. Okay, turn that down. And I tell you what, it's going to be a huge race weekend for him. Excited, so we'll see what happens. More racing thanks to Ed's Seafood Shed on the Causeway right here in Mobile, where they've got the home of your mama's platter. So much food, you shouldn't even eat it all, but you do. That's coming up, including Tim Bryant from Five Flag Speedway. Yeah, Snowball Derby, round the corner. Hang on. Hey, welcome back to the show. It's Full Throttle Racing with Kane on FM Talk 106.5. And again, thank you so much to Ed Seafood Shed. Ed and Barbara have been a huge fan of racing and great food along the Gulf Coast, and they help out a lot of drivers and shows, and we're just thankful to have them on our show for sure. And how about a huge show coming up? First of all, can't wait for next weekend. Hurricane Motorsports taking all three of the bombers. Not right, quite ready for that modified yet, but we'll be testing at Five Flag Speedway. Huge race. You know what we're talking about, the Snowball Derby. This is what it's all about after this weekend, because I know some of the drivers that are going to be racing up there or down here are actually up at Gresham Motorsports Park. And actually, the guy we're talking to now, Tim Bryant, the guru of Five Flag Speedway, he's kind of playing up there a little bit too. Tim, good morning. How are you, my friend?
Good morning, Kane. Got a few entries here at Gresham Motorsports Park this weekend. Football in a few weeks. As far as what's going on close to home, we've got more entries in next weekend's Snowball Derby preview and open practice than we've ever had before. So next Saturday ought to be a big day.
Yeah, and that's the thing. Now, what about fans? If they want to come out and watch the practice, you know, because I know everyone's already talking about all over the Gulf Coast and beyond that about the Snowball Derby. What is the best way? I mean, can fans come out and watch this practice session?
Absolutely. The grandstand will be open, as mentioned. Of course, it's a long testing. We start goes hot at 9 a.m. and we're going to go until 8 p.m. on Saturday night. So at any time during the day, fans want to come out, sit in the bleachers for an hour or two or all day if they like. No charge at all to do that.
Oh, that's great. Well, you know, everyone's talking about last year. Johanna Long wins it. Kyle Busch the year before that. A couple from Augie Grill. Are there any favorites that you think are standing out after, especially seeing all the racing this year? And I know we're having some signal issues with you today, so sorry if cutting in and out a little bit, race fans. But Tim's out in Georgia in the middle of nowhere at the racetrack, so he's busy.
Well, I apologize for that. I will tell you this. As we go down our entry list, which is now posted at fiveflagspeedway.com, it's hard to find a name on there that couldn't be considered as a favorite. I mean, the cream of the crop is coming to Pensacola for this year's Snowball. Of course, you know, Johanna Long coming in as a previous winner would certainly label her as a one of the favorites. We all along the Gulf Coast have got to look at Bubba Pollard, who seems like he's won everything in sight. Augie Grill has won two Snowball Derbies in recent years. Those guys would have to probably be near the top of the list. But honestly, I mean, just the list of drivers. Ross Kenseth has had a good year. I can't begin to go down through the list of names as far as favorites go, but it's going to be interesting to say the least.
Now I have a question for you. Some of the drivers have been texting me about this. You guys actually took for early entry fees, you had until yesterday to actually get something postmarked to send in to save. I think it was like $25 on the entry fee, but a lot of drivers said, "Well, you know what? We were going to send it today, but it was Veterans Day and the mail was closed." Is there an opportunity? Some drivers want to know this morning. If they sent it today, would they still be able to get that because the post office was closed or not?
You know what? We'd love to work with the drivers that way, and we'll let you be the official word for that, Kane. don't have a way of posting that on the website, but sure. If anybody will postmark their entries today, we'll go ahead and accept it and let them save that money. We had extended the deadline from Wednesday to 11/11/11, right. Not thinking about it being an official holiday. So the November 12th postmark would be fine. We'll be glad to accept that.
Okay, well, a lot of the drivers were asking me, and I thought, well, I got the guy who can answer that. So, well, a lot of a buzz about it now. Let's talk about the Green Flag Party. It comes up Wednesday. We're just a couple weeks away from this, November 30th. What is that all about, Tim?
Well, it's going to be interesting this year. Of course, during the day, we'll be parking all the late model teams. They'll be doing their technical inspections where they'll be ready on Thursday morning to begin their practice sessions. On Wednesday evening, two or three things going on. Chili for Charity, the folks at Print now for many years now. I've been doing chili there. We're raising money, 100% of the proceeds, a $3 bowl of chili, 100% of the proceeds will go to charity. We've got live entertainment, the Wayne Mills Band from Nashville, an awesome country band I think folks will really enjoy. They'll be on stage. And we're also doing the Twisted Tea qualifying draw this year. As racing has got to the point of these big short track events where the order of qualifying is vitally important in these, in the late model divisions. Now, this applied to the Snowflake 100 and the Snowball Derby. We'll be drawing on stage. Those drivers will be getting their qualifying draws on stage and, you know, going to make a little production out of it. It's just going to be a lot of fun.
Well, you know, let's talk about tickets, because tickets are going fast. And, I mean, obviously a lot of people are hopefully not waiting till the last minute, but that tickets have been going pretty quick, haven't they?
We've been extremely pleased with ticket sales this year. Advanced ticket sales have gone ahead of pace from last year. But that's not to say we don't still have some good seats left. A lot of folks, you know, choose to wait until they get there the weekend, or maybe wait and see what the weather forecast is. So there are some good seats left. But the choice of seats will be the first ones out, obviously. So the sooner the better would be my suggestion.
There you go. And what about practice for next weekend? What are the times again, and how will that procedure go?
We'll open the pit gates at 8:30. There'll be a $15 per person charge to get into the pit. And at 9 o'clock, the track will be ready to go hot. We'll have all of our officials on site. Technical inspections will be done. We'll have everything that you would see at a normal race except the race itself. And we'll rotate the divisions all day long. There'll be plenty of track time for both bombers, sportsmen, super stock. We'll have some modifieds. Of course, we'll have some late models in both the pro and super ranks.
Well, yeah, it's going to be a huge event. Now, can you tell us what you've been doing this weekend? Because you're up in Georgia at Gresham. Are you like shaking hands and kissing babies, or like I said, are you got your team up there as well? What's happening?
Well, quite honestly, race director Dan Spence and our assistant race director Steve Stokes are with me. We're actually on our way to the track this morning. We came up last night. We've got a lot of projects going at the track, so we couldn't be gone yesterday.
Sure.
They have been practicing here. They qualified yesterday for the World Crown 300. Stephen Nassy ended up on the pole. So we'll see an interesting race. They've got a pro late model event and a super late model event here as well, very similar to what the Snowball Derby is. So yeah, we'll be out at the track today, just walking around, talking to guys, answering questions. And the weather here in Georgia is clear. It's cool. It's what we're hoping for at the Snowball Derby.
And that's it. And again, now you guys, all the drivers that were asking, and again, that's on Facebook as well, you'll give it till the 12th. So now, is the track open today? Do you have somebody there? If they're driving by, maybe to go see the Blue Angels, they're flying today. If they're driving through there, could they stop by and pay today too?
No, I don't have anybody. Okay. The track office isn't open today.
Okay.
The postmark certainly would work, though. We do have some activity at the track today. In fact, Brandon Howell and Donald Crocker amongst the guys testing over there today with their modifieds. Kane, I'll tell you, the Snowball Derby is serious business for every division out there.
Well, and that's the thing, and we're thrilled. Hurricane Motorsports has three drivers that are going to do great this year in our cars, and next year we'll have our modified over there for sure for it too. But you're right, and everybody, this is our Daytona 500. This is our huge event, and you've done it now. How many years? Again, go through the history, and I know you guys are getting ready to go, so I'll let you go here in a couple minutes. But this is not, I mean, there's so many people nationwide. We've had drivers from Canada and other countries come to this thing.
Well, we have, we have some Canadian entries again this year, and we've got fans coming from that far away. This, of course, is the 44th annual Snowball Derby, 44th uninterrupted. That's almost unheard of for a short track event. As far as the Bryant family, we took over the track in 2004, so this will be our eighth Snowball Derby. And I tell you, the support that the drivers and fans have shown to the Snowball Derby has been nothing short of phenomenal. So just turned into a nice event for our area.
Well, I appreciate you coming on board. You guys got a lot of stuff going on. Tell the crew up there that we said hey, and we'll definitely see you next week in bright and early at the track. And I'd love to have you back on maybe again talking as we get closer to that big date.
Hey, looking forward to it. Appreciate it.
Oh,
have a great weekend, Kevin.
All right, you too. Have fun. That's Tim Bryant again up kind of doing his thing up the World 300 up at Gresham Motorsports Park again. And if you want to keep an eye on that and all the stuff that's going on, Speed51.com is doing a great job on it. They're up there, and so we're excited about that. So much more racing to cover, I'm telling you. I'm excited to have the next guy on it, Chris Carter. Everybody knows him down here along the Gulf Coast. He's made a big move, and, you know, we'll see what he says. Montgomery Motorsports Park, the new, I mean, Motor Speedway, rather, the brand new promoter. He's got a lot of changes coming up there. He wants to get some of these Gulf Coast drivers to drive up a couple hours to Montgomery and see what it's all about. Nice track. We'll find out about it. And he's also up there at Gresham Motorsports Park. Probably has something to talk about. So we'll see Chris next. And also, hey, NASCAR, two more races. How about it this weekend, Phoenix? Uh-oh. Dustin Long with Landmark Newspapers and SI.com has all the details and all the news that's happened this week. It's been a busy week for Kyle Busch. Eminem's gone. We'll talk about it. Hang on.
FM Talk, one
on your license.
Hey, welcome back to the show. It's Full Throttle Racing with Kane on FM Talk 106.5. Thank you so much to Ed Seafood Shed. They're on the race team of Hurricane Motorsports. They're on the show. These guys are huge race fans. Go support them and go get some great food. And today, it's still going to be nice along the Gulf Coast to sit out there right on the outside. They'll have some live music out there. Might even have the Gators. I don't think the Gators are gone. Chris Carter, are the Gators still in the swamps? You're from Bayou Country.
The Gators are probably still working.
That's what I figured. Hey, you know, we're talking with Chris Carter this morning. You've been on the show many times. You had a TV show on the Gulf Coast for a while. You've done a lot of announcing back at the track at Mobile International Speedway, working hand-to-hand with Rick Crawford, learning a little bit about promoting, which you've done that before at Sunny South Raceway and other tracks. So now you've kind of make it and taken it to the next level, and congratulations to the new promoter of Montgomery Motor Speedway. How the heck did that happen? That's awesome. That's great. I mean, seriously.
Well, Kane, first off, I want to thank Bobby Knox for this opportunity. As you know, and anybody else listener, anybody that knows Chris Carter knows this is an opportunity that I'm very, very proud of. This is something I've always wanted to do. I want to thank Ricky Brooks for his input and everybody else that said good things about me, that has supported me, the support at the track at Gresham, the people coming up to me and saying, Chris, good job, congratulations. It's been overwhelming. I've been just totally amazed at the support I'm getting. And now it's time for me to shine and do what I know I can do.
And what is that going to be? Last race was, I guess they had the Alabama 200, and that was huge. And you guys up the track haven't had a regular racing season in a while. Well, I mean, you have, but I mean, not like every other weekend, let's say at Mobile International Speedway or the short tracks. What is the plan for next year? What kind of things and kind of changes in a short amount of time you've been with the track, have you already been trying to work out and iron out and see what we can do in for the 2012 season?
Okay, what we've already done, we're getting our website adjusted and mm-hmm. fixed to where people can see what's going on. You can actually go to MontgomerySpeedway.com. You mm-hmm. can see we have the rules posted for 2012. Mm-hmm. We also have the Show Me the Money series events posted. The first one, March 31st, Pro Late Models, 100 laps, 5,000 to win game. That's going to be very big. Wow. I will have a series. I'm going to call it Show Me More Money. Super Late Models will be racing at Montgomery Speedway.
Really?
I want the guys to know that. We will have way more regular classes than last year. My plan is to race every other week. I don't want to interfere with Mobile, Pensacola, of course. So, you know, I'm excited about what's going to happen. We've been talking with Rheem about the possibility of coming aboard there.
Wow.
Rheem has a huge manufacturing plant in Montgomery, 800,000 square foot building. So some good things are in the works, really, some real good things.
Well, and you talk about Team Rheem real quick. Kale Gale is up there. You know, we're going back and forth between Montgomery and the World Crown. Real quick, shift gears and talk about how Kale has been doing up there. He's got a car in the ride. He's been out there, and he's got, boy, next year is going to be busy for him, too.
Well, you know, I've been around with Kale Gale a long time, and everybody knows my association with Kale and Bubba and Gale Force Racing. And now with Rheem and J.R. Jones, I want to thank J.R. Jones and Mr. Ed, what they've done for Kale. And, man, I met Eddie Sharp. Eddie Sharp, listen to this, game.
Yep.
Eddie Sharp and Kale Gale is a match made in heaven.
Oh, that's good.
I come into J.R.'s little motorhome last night, and I had no clue who he was. And J.R.'s wife, Becky's looking, going, that's Eddie Sharp. And, you know, he immediately makes eye contact. He makes you feel part of the conversation. And I thanked him last night till I was blue in the face for this opportunity for Kale. Kale's race car for this race. Mm-hmm. It's been a long time since I've seen Kale Gale this happy. He's very, very pleased with his hot rod. This is a new Nike grill car, a new car. Bubba said they built it in about 10, 12 days. He was second fastest first practice. The second practice, he was like fourth fastest. So he's pleased with his car. Team Rheem is looking very good for this World Crown. Mm-hmm. I want to congratulate, and I'm so proud of one of my little drivers, 14-year-old Brandon Jones. It will be unofficially the Gresham Super Truck track champion. He's 14 years old.
That's what I was about to say.
He can wheel.
Yeah, 14 years old. How tall is this kid? I've seen the pictures.
About 5'3".
Yeah.
His little teammate, Spencer Davis, he's 4'6", I guess.
Wow.
He broke the track record in the trucks last night. So Team Ream really shined last night. Brandon will race a pro late model in the Bo Slocum Memorial 100 tonight. So we're really excited. He's been in the top 10, you know, just and everything. Man, I'm just, you know, like I'm so happy with this.
Now, your phone's cutting up just a little bit there, so I know you're happy and you're doing your backflip forward flips or whatever you say. I read your Facebook page. But let me ask you again now, back to from Ream and everything, shifting gears, getting back into Montgomery Motor Speedway, what's going to be the biggest hurdle for you out there?
I think anything in life that you do that's new and different for you, I mean, and this is really not new and different for me.
Right.
This is, you know, I've been a part of Mobile Speedway for a long, long time, Derek. And I want to thank Rick Crawford for the opportunity to be announced. I had a blast announcing at Mobile National Speedway. Rick Crawford had hurdles when he came to Mobile. Chris Carter's going to have hurdles to come to Montgomery. I'm still not quite sure what hurdles I'm going to come across, but I can promise you this. I'll jump the hurdles. I'll clear them. We will make this track successful. I'm going to give 130%. This is what I live for. This is what I breathe for. I'm going to listen to every driver, every fan, every person. I told the guys last night that I talked to. You have an idea, bring it to me. If you want to race wheelbarrows with bales on top, we'll try it. I don't, you know, whatever we want to do. So I'm here to listen. I want the drivers to know they have a promoter. They have someone at that track that wants to listen to them. Their input is so important to me. And I just feel like that there's sometimes at tracks, they just don't listen to what the people that makes their money, they just don't quite listen to what them drivers have to say.
Well, there's a lot of history at that track, too.
Well, the track's been there since 1953, man. It's a beautiful facility. Bobby Knox has done an outstanding job. The asphalt's 3 years old. We're tearing down the bathrooms, building new bathrooms outside of the track. I mean, it's a nice facility. And I actually live at the track, Kane. I have a little trailer behind the track, so I walk out of my office back there to my little trailer, so it's just, life's good right now, and like I said, there's so many people that I want to thank, you know. I mean, obviously, if it wasn't for Kel Gale, I really don't feel like I'd even be in this position,
yeah.
So, you know, when I write a book and make a movie, he's going to be one of the main stars of, I mean, you know.
I understand. Yeah, I bet you he'll probably race her a couple times, won't he?
Yeah.
Or will he have time? Will he have time? Let's talk again. I like going all over the place on the show. Kale Gale, you mentioned him again. Now he's got a truck race for next year, a ride and everything. What is his mindset? You know, because he's been from the Nationwide and back and forth and ARCA, and now he's got a truck, but a full ride truck. What does this mean for Kale? What does he have to do? What does he need to go prove?
Well, whether you're a Kale Gale fan or not, you cannot deny the kid's talent. Period, end of story. The kid can wheel a race car. And real quick, I want to congratulate, and I'm so proud of Grant Enfinger. Class act,
people.
Huge. I'm excited for Grant. And, you know, when we got guys like Grant and Kale representing us down here, man, it just speaks volumes of what's going on and the talent down here. Kale's mindset is he knows what he has to do. Kale, I'm not going to say if he's going to win races or whatever. I know he will be big-time competitor in the NASCAR Camping World Truck Series. I know Kale Gale will compete for wins, and I feel in my heart that Kale Gale will actually be able to compete for a championship. Eddie Sharp will provide. It's going to be ECR engines. They're going to have an alliance with Richard Childress Racing. And Ream, once again, I can't thank JR and Mr. Ed enough for what they do for Kale. So this is opportunity of a lifetime. It took a while. It took a little longer than I thought it would, Kane, but the opportunity's here. It's a done deal. Next year, look out. Kale Gale will be somebody they're going to have to reckon with. That's just what I feel now.
Well,
that's just my opinion. I'm a little partial here.
Well, that's good. He's not going to pull a Kyle Busch, is he? He doesn't use the bumper like Kyle does.
The Kyle Busch deal, I think, you know, to me, it just seems like the media is really overboard with this.
Of course.
They act like that Kyle Busch is the first person to ever wreck someone. I interviewed Ron Horn today at Mobile National Speedway.
Yeah.
Ron Hornaday is a Kale Gale fan. Kale Gale is a Ron Hornaday fan. You know, like you, we've met this guy. He's a class act. He's good people. I don't agree with what Kyle Busch done and the way he done it, but we know how Kyle Busch is. He can be a hothead and lose his cool, but it is what it is, and I think they should move forward and lead the man along.
Well, there you go. There you go. Well, good luck to everybody up there at the World Crown. I know you guys lots of stuff. Congratulations to Team Ream and all those guys. I'm still waiting for that driver's suit, so if they're listening, love you guys.
They hear you, and I will put in a good word and see what I can do for you there. JR's a good guy, man, I believe we can probably work something out for you on that, buddy.
It's all good. Well, good luck to you, and we're going to keep track of you also, like I said, next year as you guys are continuing for the track. Really excited for you, so just hang in there, and like I said, we're going to be there for you. We wish you good luck, and we'll talk to you probably within near Snowball Derby there, Chris.
Good deal. And look, Kane, I want to thank you as well. You have allowed me to be on your show. You've been on my TV show. You've been really good to me, buddy. I've enjoyed working with you down at Mobile. I remember your first day in the tower. You didn't know the difference between a bomber and a sportsman at Mobile. So you've come a long way, and I want to thank you so much. I'm proud to say that I worked next to you your first day at Mobile International Speedway. We've become good friends, and I thank the world of you, brother.
Well, I appreciate that. And as I always tell Dustin Long with SI.com, the check's in the mail, okay?
I love you, man. So we'll see you soon.
Back at you. It's Chris Carter now, the new promoter with Montgomery Motor Speedway. What a huge show. We're talking now, shifting gears to Phoenix and NASCAR. And like we mentioned, Dustin Long's up there. We do have to talk a little bit about Kyle Busch and all the stuff that's going on from the press conference, what was said, what's going to happen next year, and all this, that, and the other. But there is more news. It's not just a Kyle Saturday. Hang on. NASCAR, two more races left. Huge amount of racing still to talk about. It's Full Throttle Racing with Kane on FM Talk 106.5. Show Full Throttle Racing with Kane on FM Talk 106.5. Always heard worldwide and live at FMTalk1065.com. Now, later today, and we do it all the time, thanks to my race team, United States Fire Department Racing. You go to usfdracing.org, and by this evening, we'll have the show podcast. A lot of people from California, around the world, actually listening. We appreciate every one of those guys. You can get us on Facebook, real easy to do. And I want to thank everyone that's been on. Congratulations again to NASCAR Sprint Cup rookie Grant Enfinger and local driver out of Fairhope. It's just done a great job, and he's going to do, next weekend, going to be at Homestead in the 93 Seneca Motorsports Hughes Concrete Polishing Chevy Impala. See, I got you beat, Grant. I'm starting to do it without actually messing it up. Thanks to Tim Bryant, also with Five Flag Speedway. And, one thing that we're doing this week or this month, I've done with the race team and also a lot of the media people in this area, is No Shave November. If you go to Facebook and type in Full Throttle Race with Kane, we're doing this for prostate cancer awareness. With, by the way, 1 out of 6 men are going to get prostate cancer, and it's the deadliest form of cancer besides lung cancer. And guys, this is the month to get checked. If you're 39, 40, you definitely want to go do that. It's no fun thing by any means, but it's well worth it, because the survival rate, if you can actually beat this, as 99% for 5 years. So if you get their check, it's definitely worth it. And getting a little scruffy here and starting to itch a little bit, so I don't know about that. And one more thing I want to hit before we get into Dustin Long, right live at Phoenix, and he's on the board. Good morning, by the way, Dustin. How are you, man? How's No Shave November treating you?
Really good, really good.
One other thing, my Christian band, EDP, Everyday People, in Saraland, tomorrow is doing a huge event. It's five bands going to be there. It's for St. Jude's Cancer Awareness for Children, and it's 10 o'clock. I know 11 o'clock we'll set up. It's at Burnout Bar. Yeah, it's a biker's bar, but we're having a church service. It's going to be pretty cool. So if you like the rock and church music, definitely check it out. Again, Facebook, EDP, you can find out all about it. So now that my shameless plugs are done, let's talk about NASCAR and what's going on with that. Dustin, obviously Gibbs, Busch facing some team sanctions, even maybe money inside the office. I mean, M&M's has now said the next two races, well, we're pulling away from you. Do you think, in order for that car to run, you know this more than we do, is Gibbs going to make Busch pay for the lost income from M&M's?
Well, I think, Joe Gibbs wouldn't say, the internal team, the financial penalties are, but said it certainly be substantial. And I think, at the very least, Kyle's not going to get paid for the last couple races. And these are, and I'm not going to say these are numbers for M&M's. I'm just saying in the past, these have kind of been some numbers you hear back and forth, is that a primary sponsorship is somewhere between maybe around $600,000 to $800,000 per race.
Wow.
So let's just split the middle and say it's $700,000 for M&Ms. And again, I don't know it. I don't see the contract. We're just throwing out numbers just to kind of help explain this. So let's say they don't do the last two races. Okay, that's $1.4 million. Okay, now the question is how much of that do they get a refund on? Do they get all that money back? Do they get $1 million of it back? You know, because maybe the money's already been spent, part of the team, that stuff. So let's just roughly say, for the heck of it, let's say that the refund, they get $1 million back. Okay, well, Interstate Batteries is on the car
right.
for the next two races, and that's been a long-time sponsor. That was the first sponsor for Joe Gibbs Racing. The relationship between Joe Gibbs and Interstate Batteries chairman Norm Miller goes way back. They're close friends. Well, I think it's safe to say that Interstate Batteries is not paying $1 million to be on the car. And there's questions of how much they really are paying. This may just be a friend thing, maybe a little bit of money being exchanged, but maybe not a lot. Okay, well, let's just say that Interstate Batteries isn't paying anything. All right, well, so now Joe Gibbs, because of actions of Kyle Busch, Joe Gibbs has to pay an extra $1 million out of his pocket to fund this team.
Mm-hmm.
If you're the car owner, are you going to take the whole hit on that? Probably not. Mm-hmm. So, obviously these guys have a base salary. They make, anywhere between 5 to 8, 9, 10 million dollars a year. So, you break that down per race, and that may be around a couple $100,000 per race for Kyle, depending where he is in his contract. So say he's getting paid over a couple $100,000 a race. Well, okay, say you're not going to get paid that. Well, that's $400,000 gone. Now let's say you don't get the earnings. Typically, guys earn around 35-40% of the race earnings if they finish, a certain spot. If they win, they make as much as about half. So you're looking at, now Phoenix is not one of the higher paying races, and Homestead's kind of middle of the road too. But still, let's say between the two, there's another $100,000. So, just by saying you're not going to pay Kyle, potentially right there, there could be $500,000 right there.
Wow.
And then again, the question is Gibbs still going to pay the rest of his pocket, or is he going to say, hey, you're going to finish paying it off? We're taking money away from you, and you're going to reimburse it. So this is certainly, and you have to remember, Kyle's got his own truck team, and he's trying to make sure he's got funding for that. And is this money that might have gone to that, or maybe not? So certainly, this could be quite a significant penalty beyond the $50,000 NASCAR fine Kyle along with other penalties earlier this week.
Well, what else is there that's the talking in Phoenix in the garages? You go to NASCAR.com, there's not a lot of stories about it. They've got something about Hornaday rejecting Kyle Busch's overtures for 2012 for maybe driving one of his trucks, because supposedly, obviously people who don't know, Kevin Harvick shutting down his truck operation at the end of this year, so the champion doesn't have a ride for next year, but supposedly has a letter of intent signed. But could you see Hornaday in a Kyle Busch truck? I mean, really?
That would be interesting, that's for sure. But I think when you don't have something,
yeah,
you look for whatever you can find, and you go from there. So, but, really the biggest stuff here at Phoenix is just what the racing's going to be like. It's a repaved, reconfigured track. Guys were talking about the groove was kind of widening a bit, but it doesn't sound like it's widening enough. Also, I think there's a little bit of, there'll be more racing today. You've got the Nationwide and the K&N West Series, so that should lay down some more rubber. But there's an issue about, there's a little bit of chance of rain on Sunday. Now, when it is, I haven't looked at the forecast, but the last thing I saw was like a 30-40% chance of rain. So if it's overnight or in the morning or something before the race, if it rains, is it enough to wash off that rubber? Does that change everything? I think qualifying is going to be critical today, at least for the start of the race.
Mm-hmm.
Make sure you're in good track position. But it could wind up being a strategy race in which there's some challenges passing, and you're going to have to do it through, you make your moves on pit road and when you pit, and if you take two or four tires or things like that. So a lot of unknowns. The guys talk about this is almost like going to there was a new racetrack. If instead of going to Phoenix, they were going to Mobile for the first time, and it was the next to last race of the season. That, they've had open test sessions there. Everybody's been there, but there's still a lot of questions and uncertainties and unknowns about this weekend. So, and the thing with the Cup guys is all they have today is qualifying. So, they did 4 hours of practice yesterday, which is a little bit more than what they normally get on a race weekend. So, you know, once they got out of the car last night, other than two laps today, they're not in the car again until Sunday. So, you know, track conditions could change a lot, and it's just, you know, guys are scratching their heads. A lot of you know, a lot of work on computer simulation programs and really crunching the numbers. The engineers and crew chiefs are really going to play a critical role this weekend.
So it's really going to be something to see these guys. Now, let me ask you, is there a clear favorite? Tony Stewart has just done amazing to come back on at the end of the season like he has. And, you know, between him and Carl, out of these two, who would be the better champion?
Well, it'll be interesting to see what happens. I mean, in practice yesterday, Stewart ran 145 laps in the two practice sessions. That was more than anybody else. Edwards was, I want to say he was like about 97 to 100 laps, something mm-hmm. like that. So, I mean, you know, both guys are spending a lot of time on race runs and things like that. So, you know, Carl came in and talked to the media after the last practice session yesterday and said he felt more confident. After getting through the day's practice, things went better than, you know, that he was worried going in because of the uncertainties and unknowns, and he felt better. And, basically said he felt like things were better for them and saw improvement. Obviously, the question is Tony has shown he's got speed.
Yeah.
Carl has not had as much speed these last few weeks.
Hmm.
You know, speed's not going to matter if you get caught up in something tomorrow. So, and Carl says, look, if it comes down to Homestead, and Carl says he thinks it's going to come down to the last lap at Homestead, he likes his chances. I mean, the Roush cars, I want to say, I think they won six of the last seven at Homestead.
Yeah.
And, you know, so Tony's been good in the mile and a half, but, I mean, as long as something doesn't happen to one of these guys and there's a big point gap, could be really interesting in Homestead next week because Carl should be very, very good, and you expect Tony to be, you know, really good too, especially coming off the win at Texas and what he's done on the chase.
Now, we appreciate you coming on all this year that you have in the past couple of years, and again, we're talking with Dustin Long with SI.com and Landmark Newspapers. So at the track, how can we keep track of you this weekend again?
On Twitter, at Dustin Long, all one word. The blog is at pilotonline.com or hamptonroads.com. I'm on Google Plus, Facebook, LinkedIn. You can find me somewhere on the internet.
Absolutely. Just type in Dustin Long blog and it's all going to come up there. Dustin, we do appreciate you coming on the show. Always informative and great to have your insight and your expertise. So thank you again. And we'll definitely got to make it at least one more time this year, okay? Just one more time is all we need you, okay? So we'll talk to you next week.
When's that check coming?
You know, I told Chris the same thing. It's in the mail. So I think my secretary sent it this morning as I was leaving the office. So well, with that happy thought and before I get in trouble, we'll talk to you later, my friend.
All right, man. See you. Have a good one.
Absolutely. And again, congratulations to Grant Enfinger for coming on board and doing the NASCAR thing. And thank you to Tim Bryant coming on board and Chris Carter and Reem and everybody that was just here for the show, including Dustin. Hey, I want to thank also you guys for supporting prostate cancer awareness. Go to Full Throttle Racing with Kane later today at usfdracing.org. We'll have the podcast up and look us up on Facebook, and we appreciate you guys. Guys, go get chick. God bless you. Love you. See you next weekend.
If you'd like to be featured on Full Throttle Racing with Kane, email us at fullthrottleracingwithkane@yahoo.com, and we may have you and your race team on the air. Join us again next Saturday morning from 8 to 9 a.m. for another hour of local and national racing news on Full Throttle Racing with Kane on FM Talk 106.5.